Chris Smith and Kat Arney here on The Naked Scientists, and we're putting the spotlight on you today by taking on some of the questions that you've emailed and tweeted to us. To get your questions answered in our next Q&A show, email them now to chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet at Naked Scientists.
And we've got a question that's come in here from one of our listeners about yawning.
Dear Naked Scientist, this is Andrew from Urbana, Illinois. So when I was yawning, for a very brief moment, I can hear nothing of the outside world. It feels like my ears were insulated with the best earplugs. I wonder, do you share this feeling? If yes, would you enlighten me what is going on here? Thank you very much.
So what is going on? And of course, I notice Ginny's yawning. As soon as you talk about yawning, everyone starts yawning. So I apologise if you're yawning at home.
And then they won't hear the answer.
Yeah, Chris, what is going on here?
The reason is that the way that you hear stuff is that the ear canal, which is the bit you can put your finger into in your ear, ends in a structure called the ear drum. And the ear drum is a sheet of tissue which, when vibrations in air, which is what sound is, it's mechanical vibrations, those vibrations impact on the eardrum, they make it vibrate, and those vibrations are then conducted through a chain of three tiny bones into your inner ear, which is also known as your cochlea, and that is where sound waves effectively become brain waves, and your brain then decodes what those vibrations meant, and that's how we interpret the sound world that we live in. Now, the problem is that the middle ear, which is where those three tiny bones are, is connected to the back of your throat through a structure called the eustachian tube. And you need that because when the outside pressure changes, if there was no way for the pressure on the inside to be equalized with the pressure on the outside, then if you went, say, up a mountain, you'd have lots of pressure inside your head and no pressure outside, and your eardrum would bulge painfully outwards. If you go diving and you had no way to equalize, the pressure of the water would push painfully in on your eardrums. And in some people who go diving and do find that they get pressure in their ears, that's exactly what's happening. But when you yawn, you're applying a lot of pressure inside, which is conducted down your eustachian tube and pushes outward on your eardrum. And it changes the ability mechanically of the eardrum to respond to those vibrations in the air. It affects its stiffness, which means that the hearing is shifted out of the regime that most of the frequencies that we interpret as sort of speech and meaningful sounds. Your ear becomes much less capable of responding to those sounds at those frequencies when you've got that high pressure in your ear, and that's why you experience this momentary deafness while you're in the middle of the yawn.
And if people are yawning at home, hopefully that is the only time The Naked Scientist will make you yawn.